Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected a request from bereaved families from the Hagvara to halt humanitarian aid and cut off the enclave's electricity and water. It's a brutal battle. It's a brutal conflict. And the question arises, what are the strategic, ethical, and operational calculations behind this policy? Is it smart or moral, or maybe a bit of both? My guest, Dr. Amit Mor, CEO of Eco Energy Financial and Strategic Consulting, also a senior lecturer at Reichman University, is one of Israel's leading voices on energy strategy, infrastructure, and geopolitics. Dr. Mor, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Can you outline how electricity and fuel are currently supplied to Gaza?
Good morning, Howard. There is some misconception or mistake. Israel is not supplying electricity to Gaza these days, except for the Israeli soldiers. They produce some electricity for themselves, you know, locally, and for the, I would say, the food distribution centers that the American company is facilitating. Mm. There is no any meaningful supply of electricity. What Israel is allowing to supply of course, to the population, to about 2 million people, is, of course, food, medicines, fuel, diesel, gasoline, for the hospitals, for transportation, and there are about 100 to 300, I'm not sure about the number, even more trucks a day that are entering Gaza and supplying that into two major systems. One is, as previously, direct distribution or transportation of those trucks. And the problem is that Hamas is taking over most of the product supplied, and then it is maintaining his power because he's selling that to the population. He's manipulating the population, because he's holding the food and the medicines and all the other products. And this is a major problem. Second method that was developed about 60, 70 days, two and a half months ago, is that an American company is getting the its distribution centers handled and operated by an American company. And this is creating many problems because, as everybody, as those who are viewing the TVs from time to time, hundreds, thousands of Palestinians are coming, or I would say as if they are attacking, but they want the food, so they're fighting for the food. Although this American company is trying to do its best, and the Israeli army is standing behind. I mean, they are not there. Sometimes the Israeli military, the soldiers are attacked or they are in danger. So basically, the major discussion that took place here in the public, and the various extreme, Ben-Gvir, Smotrich, the right-wing, fascistic, right-wing people like them, they are saying Israel should conquer the Gaza Strip, all the Gaza Strip. Israel should implement a military regime, which means that the Israeli soldiers would need to supply foods and control, and which means, I would say, it's very sad, every soldiers that every other day or every day or some soldiers are killed. It means that Israel is going to be there for many years and control this population. Many, many soldiers are going to be killed. So we want to avoid it. But for example, there's some forums like the Uprise or Resurrection, the forum of the bereaved family, the section of families. They're holding right-wing ideology, and they are saying basically, and I understand them, that Israel should not give up. Israel should continue to fight until all the hostages are going to be released, and the only way to fight with Hamas or to dismantle Hamas is to continue with the war, and to in this respect, Israel should avoid or not allow any food or medicines to the population in Gaza. So personally, and I think the polls that took place here, I mean, 70% of the populations are against that.
Right.
We are humanitarians. We are human beings. We are Jewish. And we are, of course, and there are so many, 2 million kids and women and uninvolved, of course, under Hamas control, and many of them are in this or another involved. But we, Israel, should continue to supply what is needed to the population. And there is a dilemma here, because in the dilemma is that if you supply all the food and the supplies to uncontrolled to the Palestinians, so to Gaza, so Hamas is taking over some of that or most of that. So this is a dilemma. So the only solution for that is, hopefully, in the next couple of days, they're going to be, hopefully, Trump and the brokers, that is Egypt and Qatar, will influence Hamas and influence Bibi Netanyahu's government to come to a ceasefire and a release for 60 days, whatever right now is the proposed, I would say, agreement, and release at least some or most of the hostages and get out of Gaza, because we can be there for years and continue to fight any tunnels, any every tunnel, underground tunnel, and every Hamasnik, Hamas 15 years old guy with a rifle and a bazooka or RPG, and this can end forever. We made, Israel made, the IDF, excellent, remarkable achievements in this respect. We, Israel, the IDF, can protect the surrounding Gaza area, and the Hamas is not the same Hamas that it used to be in the 6th of October 2023, and that's it. We should put a hold for this war and continue with our life, with the construction of the Galilee and the surrounding Gaza and the resurrection, basically healing the people of Israel. I mean, we are
living there. And nobody can heal until this is over. There's no question.
So much to do, and we have Iran, and we have the Houthis, and we have so many other issues to deal with. Restore our economy, restore our international relations, restore our hearts, and basically, this is a nation, a strong nation, strong people, Jews and Arabs and Druze living together, and Christians living together, but this nation is in this way or another under many people, under trauma or post-trauma. One can look at that in this way. We are strong, we are surviving, we'll continue to do whatever needed, and we find our time to be with our family and to be happy. But this war should end, and Netanyahu, for his political reasons and for his survivalness of his cabinet another few months, because elections are going to take place anyway between February 2026 to end of June 2026. That's it. No way Netanyahu will be able to pass budget for 2026. So that's it. Not in October 2026, the planned elections. So if he wants basically to be in position, and the stars are going to play good for him, maybe Abraham Accords, more release of the hostage, end of the war in Gaza, more countries like Saudi and so on and so forth are coming on board and joining relations, signing agreements with Israel. It won't happen in 6 months, but maybe it will start to happen. And Mr. Trump is doing his best in his
in his strange way.
To facilitate that with good people which are facilitating him. That's what should be done. 75% of the people of Israel in the various polls which are published every week are supporting that. And maybe he's most likely he's playing his politics with this war, with the life of our kids, our soldiers. And you hear my voice. I'm angry.
I can hear
many people here in Israel.
I can hear feeling the way you feel
because of that.
We do need to leave it there. Yep. Dr. Amit Mor, very passionate and impassioned plea to end the war. The Israelis, he says, need to rebuild, need to heal, the need to move forward from the post-traumatic stress of their lives. Hamas has been largely destroyed, and maybe it is time to move forward. What do you think? 061-895-1019.